ruin it.
You don't, Itai, you don't have to. If you don't want to, let me know. I just thought it would be geschmack. Honestly, it's been the same thing there. Like, it's the whole shul. Yeah. If you want, you could stand over there. If you want, you could stand over there. Okay. I don't know if anyone remembers. Okay, first of all, tonight's shiur is sponsored by the Schwartz family. In honor of Adina's grandfather, I really have to fix up these autocorrects. Adila's grandfather. Exactly. Zev Yehuda ben Avram. Neshama should have an aliyah. All of our Torah should be a schus li'ili neshmasa. So I think, I'm trying to remember what the sugya was, but last year, our chabura before Shavuos, we gave shir on Kabbalah Satira, somehow connecting to the sugya. And it was mamish a fit-in, and it really was such hashkacha that the chabura that we were up to was mamish about, I don't remember, but it was mamish about, I can't remember where it was, but it was probably before the second parak. It was something that really tied into the site of the Kabbalah, yeah, the site of Kabbalah Satira, and the fact that we're shaylid on Kabbalah Satira, and it was real hashkacha. So I was just thinking.
Melech with the Torah.
Melech holding the Torah. It was the Yisrael of the Maharal. The Yisrael of the Maharal that said that we became, and the Beis Halevi, that we became the Sholtim on the Torah. But I don't remember how the sugya came up in Sanhedrin. But I remember that it fit in perfectly. But the reason why I thought about that today was because it's just such hashkacha. And it just mamish makes you think about the Gemara that Kol Hashayna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shayna Yimcha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamish learning with us, like the Lashon of the Tana Deve Elio, because the next Gemara that we were holding by on Chavavim and Beis, the end of the Gemara says, Hani, the last of the two dots, Hani Kvuroi Dekover Nafsha B'yom Tav Rishon Shel Atzeres. Those that were kaver their mesim on the Yontif Rishon Shel Atzeres. Why is Yontif Rishon Shel Atzeres? Is because the din is on Yontif Sheni. The original halacha was, right, the Gemara is talking about that a person violates the Yontif by burying a mace on Yontif Rishon. But specifically, Siyata Deshmaya was that it was Yontif Rishon Shel Atzeres, Yontif Rishon of Atzeres. A lot to schmooze about the significance of Yontif Sheni Shel Atzeres, not for now. The whole truth is some safer about the significance of the Yontif Sheni Shel Atzeres. But be that as it may, so the Gemara says, Shamtinu Rav Papa, Rav Papa put them in Cheirim Paslinu Le'edus, and he passed them for Edus. Achshirinu Rav Huna, and Rav Huna disagreed, and he was mafshir them b'reidu Rav Yeshua. Amalei Rav Papa var Rav Shon Ninu. So Rav Papa said back to Rav Yehuda b'reidu Rav Yeshua, how can you be mafshir them? Hallo, they're Rishoyim. They're mezalzel in Yontif, like we spoke about last week. Person who even, we talked about the issue of not a person who straight up violates Yontif, but he cooks for goyim on Yontif, the prima godim sofek. Is he a hadrali surakama? Does he become posel edus if he cooks for goyim on Yontif? Machleg is placed in the Rambam, we spoke about last week. So they rishayim, a person who is mezalzel in Yontif, he's a rasha. Savri mitzvah ka'avdi. So the Gemara says, no, they thought that they're doing a mitzvah. So since they thought that they're doing a mitzvah, so they're not going to be hostile. So, v'ha kamisham tinuluhu, but they put him in chayiv. Savri kapara ka'avdina l'rabbanan. So they said no. They thought they were doing a mitzvah, and even though he put them in chayiv, they thought that he was just helping them to be mechaper them, but they were still doing the right thing. So there's a fascinating Mishnah Melech on this halacha that the Mishnah Melech says. They thought they were doing a mitzvah, so what? Shouldn't they still be possible? So the Mishnah Melech asks, we have earlier, that Tosfos writes that a person psychologically doesn't know that something's aser. right? Like Sachma, right? Like Masachah Bekuvia or Ribis. People thought psychologically that it wasn't prohibited, and yet still that's in the list of Sulam Durabanan. And yet over here you have Rav Huna that's being machshir them, and not only saying that they're not pasul midoraisa, they're not even pasul midorabanan. So ask the Mishnah Melech, why should their psychological state make a difference? If we say earlier in Tosfos that if someone thinks something's mutter, but it's still going to be pasul midorabanan lefachos, why over here is he kosher according to Rav Huna? So the Mishnah Melech says, yeah, there's a difference between a person who thinks something's mutter and a person who thinks something's a mitzvah. If he thinks his mom is doing a mitzvah, so then that's not only going to take care of the psul d'oraisa, it's going to take care of the psul d'rabbanan. That's our Gemara. And if he thinks it's just mutter, it's a dvar shus, so then that's going to take care of a psul d'oraisa. But it's not, even though it's an issa d'oraisa, it's not going to take care of the psul d'rabbanan. That's the psak of the Mishnah Melech. I didn't want to talk about that tonight, but I just couldn't hesitate from speaking about the fact that the Gemara we're mamish holding on is Yontif Rishon Shel Atzeres, which is mamish fascinating. But this Gemara, the next Gemara, is a, I don't even know how to introduce this Gemara. Mamish Yisoid. A Yisoid of Shas, and a very important Gemara. So let's jump in. So Gemara says as follows. Eid Zayman. The din of Azama, which again, people come in to give Edus, and then other Edim came in and says, Imanu Ayistem, you are with us, and the Torah says, Kasher Zon Lasas Le'achiv, that they get punished, they are invalid, and they get punished like they intended to do. So the Gemara here is not dealing with all of the Sugis and Makas about the administering of the punishment of Kasher Zon. The Gemara wants to deal with what's relevant to our Perek, which is the fact that these people are going to be puzzled because they were proven wrong. Abaye Omer Lamafreyahu Nifsal. Abaye says, when does the Eid Zayman become puzzled from? There are different times of the Eidus that are relevant. Number one, there's the Shas Eidus. Then there's the time that they get proven that they're wrong. So now we could have a window of months in between that when they were made and when they were actually proven, Imanu Ayisim, when that whole story came in with the Mazimim. Rashi says, Eid Zaymim, Hey Eid B'nisim, B'huzim B'tishrei, Shal Eid Azu. So what do you do with all the Eiduyos that were in between Nisan and Tishrei? It's going to have millions of dollars that are on the line based on this issue, whether or not we could use their Eidus, if their Eidus is valid, or they kosher Eid. So Abaye Amar L'Mafreyu Nifsal, you go back retroactively, you pass him from the original Eidus from that time, from Nisan. Mafreya Kol Eidu She'ed Minisan Ve'elech, Psulin says Rashi Shari, Mishe'ed Eidus Zu Hu Rashi. He becomes a Rasha from that time, it kicks in retroactively. Rava Amar Mikana L'Habu Nifsal, Rava says no, it's only from now on, and we don't go back in time. Mikana L'Habu Zok Rashi Mishuhuza. At the time of Azama, you don't go back to older Eidus, can still stand and are substantial Eidus. Abaye Amar L'Mafreyu Nifsal Me Idna De Asid Roshahu Vatayra Amra Al Sashis Yadchoim Rasha Al Tashis Rasha 8. Abaye says no, L'Mafreyu Nifsal, because at the time that he did the Meister Rishus, he is given by the Torah the Shem Rasha. So that's when we should implement his invalidation from that time of Eidus. What do you mean? It's Eidus Misafi. It's true. The Torah says, you got to deal with the here and now. I also might not know that an animal could have died a year later and could have been a treifa. You know, how am I supposed to know? Says a chazaka. So we deal with the here and now. We deal with the reality. You're right. You might be right. And Abaye will say you have to deal with the consequences, and you might have to redo your kinyanim later on. But right now, there's no reason to assume. Use which people? Anyone who said Eidus, I should never use as Eidus? I should never reuse Edom? So I should make a... Im Kane, I'm going to flip you your cash. Im Kane, Lenis, that aid this after you never use aid. I don't always decide who or what whether it was an aid. Aid this is based on who was in the right place at the right time. Aid this, if someone happened to be on the street, they witnessed the case. Can't make a clown not to reuse aid. You're never going to have aid this thing. If they were ever an aid for something else. I hear it's a way to resolve. It's a way to resolve my issues with kibbutzim. So, yeah.
You gave an example of Mamonis. Where about Eidei Kiddushin?
Oh, excellent, Shaila. Excellent. That's the Machlus B'Shoyin Amir. But we have to finish the Gemara first. So the Gemara says. Rava disagrees with Rabbi. Rava Amar Mikana Lahabul Nifsel. No, don't kick their psul in. Retroactively, mikanal habul sivul from shas hazama and on their puzzle. Why? Eidzaimem chidishu. My choses disamchis ahani, smoich ahani. Why is edim zaimem a chidish? Because why do you rely on them? Rely on them. Who says they're any better than them? So since an apal pich in the Torah says what? Believe the later two. So that's a chidish. That's something that's not so logical. That's something that's against what I would think intuitively. So therefore, so then you should only go from that time of when the chiddush is kicked in, but beforehand I should never kick in the psul. So again, it sounds like from the Gemara, we're going to have to deal with this in future shiurim. If the no is the chiddush on the believability of the second ones, or is the chiddush on the passing of the first ones, that's what this second Tosfos is going to deal with. Where is the chiddush implied? Is the chiddush that we're kashering the second ones, or is the chiddush that we're passing the first ones, or not passing the second ones? Okay, that, there's a few different ways one could break down this chiddush, but fundamentally, Rava's just introducing the concept of hakasha. When you have two Edom that walk in and contradict each other, one guy says that it was on this and this day. Another guy says it was on this and this day. Whatever the case is, that's hakasha. That's a steer in the gufa Edus. So that neutralizes the Edus. We don't know what to do. It's a trey a trey. Trey a trey is a stuffing. We don't know who's right. My chazit de sama chahani smo chahani. Who says which kind of Edom are right? So that's the normal conclusion that we should have. And that is the halach lamaisa conclusion of hakasha. Comes along Hazama and there's a chiddush. So therefore Rava says, so then why should we kick in the chiddush any more than what the Torah was mechadish? Ikeda Amri, then the Gemara introduces a whole new approach. Rava Nami Ka'abai Sfirle. Fascinating. Rava doesn't hold it's a chiddush. Umay Tam Ka'amar Mikanu Lahaba. Listen to this, Abe. My Tam Mikanu Lahaba Mishum Pseida de Lekuchos. Meikaradin, the Gemara is making a distinction. The Gemara is saying, Meikaradin, when you want to look essentially what this is, Eid Zayman makes a lot of sense. Eid Zayman is not something that's not a chiddush. Yet what? Yet why does Rava say, Mikanalab? It's a Tachkonah Midrabbana. Why is it Tachkonah Midrabbana? Because you're never going to have a marketplace. You're not going to be able to function because you're exactly what Rabbi Lever said. You're never gonna know what's gonna come, and you're gonna cause all the contracts to go south, to go bad. So that's where the Rishayin and the Ran raises on this Shiloh, on this Gemara. Oh, okay. What about marriages in between? What about kiddushin? What about situations where there's no pseida de lekuchos, where it's not dine mominus? How extensive was this Gemara? Do you say Dafka Lekuchos? Do you say that there was a low plug and all Edus was included once Rava said it? That's a Machlokes Rishonim, how to learn the Gemara. Yeah. Good. I think the Ravid has such a lashon of that there is Pseida. There is certain Pseida that could be. But that's what's not clear from the entire Gemara. We have to get there. My Benayu. So the Gemara says, what's the Nafka Mina between the two Lashonis of the Rava? Ika Benayu Dasidu Beitre Bechad. What's the Ika Benayu? The Ika Benayu in the two Lashonis of Rava, if it's a Chiddush or it's not a Chiddush. Zakt Rashi, my Benayu, Ben Hani Tre Taima de Rava, between the two versions of Rava. Ika Benayu Tre Bechat. So Rashi says, Trei v'chad. Trei kitos, you have two sets of edim, she'idu b'katzdu. That the two kats of edim, which is a total of four edim, two sets of witnesses, shnayim amru l'chol echad imanu ha'isa. B'makum ploni, chidish lechka p'seidu l'kuchazika. What happens over here? You have two edim, they gave edus. And then you have not hazama of a second kat, that says imanu ha'isem, but you have hazama of two kats that attack each aid separately and said imanu ha'isa. Okay? So then Rashi says that's the nafkamina. Because if you say what, that the tziba of Rava is what? Is chidish. Because you really, my chazat is samachani, smochahani. Why should you believe one over the other? So in this case, does that apply? No, it doesn't apply, says Rashi. Why? Because it's now two against one. So now the concept of chiddush doesn't apply. But if you hold Mishum Seidel Kuchos applies equally in this situation as well. This is a real problem, the way Rashi just explained the Gemara. Before we even get to first base in this sugya, there's so many problems with this sugya. Rabbi Yisrael, what did I just say? What the nafkamina between the two versions of Rava is the following. If you hold it's chiddush, then what? Then over here it's not a chiddush. Why is it not a chiddush? Because here you have two against one. Two against one? It's two against two. What happened to the concept of trei kameya? What happened to the concept of there's no better proof in the world of edus and two edim is like 100 edim? Let's say I come in and I say edus with Eitan, right? We give edus, right? Now you have to go against me. You're a litigant against me, Adi. You bring 100 edim to now counter our edus. What's the din? What's the halacha? What's the halacha? We have edus, and then against us is 100 different edim. What's the halacha? Trade. It's a topic. So then what's Rashi talking about over here? What's Rashi? Rashi is unbelievable. That's what this Tosfos is about. The third Tosfos on the daf. He has no idea what Rashi is talking about. He blows Rashi out of the water. He's like, That's going to neutralize the Chiddush? How are you Trei Kameya? What? That's a Pella. Why should it be an Ein Echad? We came in as two Eidim.
Well,
no, again, let's bring out the case. The case started off, we came in together. We were a team. Okay? Then, what? When we gave Aedis, Eitan and I gave it together.
They gave it together, we both independently saw this same event, or I was standing next to you when you saw it.
Why should it make a difference?
No, because if Reuben says he saw it, Shimon says he saw it, Reuben and Shimon, Shimon and
Shimon. Oh, wow. So you're now giving Terutz, and that's a Tosfos above a Kama Daf Ayin Gimel. That says that the Pshat in our Gemara is Zera Michalon Zeh, Vezera Michalon Zeh, which Al Pidin and Dine Mamanis, which is called Edis Miuchedis, we're going to get to later on in the third parak, hopefully, is halachically kosher Edis, and that exists to be what? Trei Kameya. That is two Edim, that is a din of Shnei Edim. If you allow Edis Miuchedis and you don't need us to see each other, halachically that Edis is acceptable as Shnei Edim. It's not an Eid Echad. But now you're telling me a Chiddush Itai. Now you're telling me, yeah, but the fact that we didn't know about each other, Legabe, this halacha of Azama, they're going to be able to deal with us individually. It's a fascinating halacha, meaning that's l'chora what Rabbeinu Tam doesn't accept. Rabbeinu Tam is going to say you can't have your cake and eat it too. If you're a din of Trei Edim and Trei Kameya applies to you, and Legabe Akosher, we're going to say you and Eitan exist connected 100, so now the same should be true Legabe Hazama as well.
Whether,
if it's halakhically acceptable,
because
Hazama is a, what? Okay, you're right. The mechanics is talking about two different things, but Aedis is Aedis.
No, the mechanics make all the difference.
Okay, in a
chana. Maybe there's another layer here. Whether the first two Aedim knew of each other or didn't know each other, the second two Aedim are saying the first two Aedim didn't see what they saw. Is that the same as the second two Aedim saying, I don't know about this one of the first two Aedim, but I know about that one, wasn't there, didn't see. They're commenting not about both of the first two Aedim, they're commenting about one of the first two Aedim. Is that the same problem? Is it the same level of problem? Is there an afkamina there as well? So I thought that's the two against one scenario, that they're they're testifying that one of those first two is a problem. I don't know about the other one, but one of the first two couldn't have been there. Or didn't see.
You're saying if they only take on one of them.
Two on the one. Yeah, they're taking on one of the first two eaters.
So then, you don't think that when we give Eidus...
I'm just asking if that's another layer of complexity, another situation.
Why should it be any less than if they take on both of us? It's a different case, yeah, but l'chora, if the Torah is telling me that fundamentally there's a chiddush, and fundamentally when I give Eidus with someone else, that we're being made, that we have the ability and to be machshir us, and we can go against people that are saying that this is not true and you were with us. So l'chora the same should be true if they're saying less than that.
Have the same argument as retroactive as from now, when it's two against one or two.
I think so.
By coming as a cat, you now subject yourself to hurting the other one. Meaning, I suppose the best case where they didn't even know they were both there, that has an opinion. I suppose coming together and saying we saw this together.
Again, practically, it's not going to make a difference. It's just all in the theoretical world whether we call the Gemara is just discussing in the theoretical world whether or not you call this a chiddush. So you're right. So if, according to what Itai is saying, if we didn't know each other, if we didn't know about each other, even though our Eidus is registered as Shnei Eidim, and now could be registered and go up against 100 Eidim, but Legabe, this idea of if two people come and invalidate you separately, that wouldn't have been such a chiddush, and therefore maybe Rava would have said you should go Lemafreya in such a situation. That would be the extent of what the Nafkamina is. But otherwise, without what Itai is saying or what Abe's saying, some sort of explanation to how you can get this spinning, why should Rabbeinu Tam saying this whole explanation is wrong because Trei Kameya. What do you mean we're talking about? So how are we mitzdar with them?
No, the two, in the normal case of Hassan.
Yeah.
And one aid is staying in Reuben until Shimon on Monday, and the other group of aid then is staying. They have nothing to say about what happened.
Right. They stay in Manu Ayusen. Yeah.
In that case, that's a big finish that they're both staying, they're both equal. And two sets of aid are both equal.
Right. I don't know. Again, the Gemara, Rashi said that the explanation of Trei Bechad means you're applying the dinim of Hazama. You're saying Imanu Ayusim. But since you're only saying it against one guy, and the other one's saying it against the other guy, so therefore, therefore it's going to be not a Chiddush. Why is that true? If you're telling me it's a Chiddush when it's two against two, so why shouldn't that be also if you have four sets, you have four Eidim and they're attacking us individually? That's Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. Sure it does. That's Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. He's saying when two Eidim walk in, they're believed up against as many. If you think it's a chiddush to believe the second kad in a rhetoric of classic halacha of hazama because Trei Kameya, and because Eidus is nechshav to be believed. Because they're two Eidim, and intuitively, Imanu Ayisim should not be believed more about the first guy than the second guy. We shouldn't believe the second guy intuitively without the Chiddush HaTorah. So that should be true whether or not you attack us individually also. Because in totality, we're two Eidim. And the din of Trei Kameya should apply. We're applying Trei Kameya in order to now say that the fact that you're dissecting the case and attacking us individually shouldn't make a difference because we're being made with each other.
Really, when you talk about Hazama, the facts of the case are irrelevant. An A who's made it that he saw something is in effect saying, I was here. So you have two A's saying, we were here, and two A's saying, you weren't there. Right? So that's a Kiddush, why should I believe one over the
correct.
Other?
But I don't have one aid. I have two aid, and that's Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. Why is it individual? Because two aidim decide to come separately to attack us individually? We came here as a cat. Who cares how you decide to attack me?
So you have two groups of Eidim, very nice, and they say, we want to deal with Eitan and we want to deal with Eli Belezon differently. Well, what is that? But we came together. We came together and we were saying that we were there. So if you want to tell me what Itai is saying, that no, maybe they never knew it about each other, it's a case of Dinei Mamonis, they didn't have to know about each other, it was Echad Ro Michal and Zev, Echad Ro. Okay, maybe, then that's what to do with. But if you're dealing with a normal classic case, that we came in as a kat, then Rabbeinu Tam's kasha is a very strong kasha. Yeah. So I think that's what Abe is saying. So I think Rabbeinu Tam actually might hold that that's the answer to the Gemara. So if you skip down to the Rabbeinu Tam, the third Tosis, let's just see the Tosis. Da asidu beitrei v'chad v'trei v'chad. V'kashel Rabbeinu Tam. Chad ad amayka omer da asidu beitrei v'chad v'trei v'chad. Mushum hachi leka chidish. Hatrei kameya. V'oy de maika gomer. And then there's Rabbeinu Tam also. Rashi's explanation of the Gemara is problematic. De maika omer de paslinu b'gaz lanusa. Haloya ave me'ein plugtayu klal. De pligi ba'azom. What are you saying also? There's an addition, Inami de Paslinu begazlanusa, that you made him into a gazlan. That's not comparable to the dinim of Hazoma, that it's an akudus amachloikis between a ravaya and a rava. Lo shayach ikabenayu, elamein pluktayu. The ikabenayu should be about the subject matter, about what they're arguing about within the world of Hazoma. Vo'oy de edim zoimim mi boyele, le elamemer. Came into Amit, trebechad, v'amai naka eid zoimim. It should be edim zoimim, not eid zoimim. So listen to this, Abe. V'nirla Rabbeinu Tam, the garsinan da asinu trade b'chad v'sulo. No, it was just that they, exactly what you guys were saying. They were just passled one. There was a hazama on one of them. V'sulo. Shelo huzam ki im ha'echot. Exactly like your case. That only one of them got hazama. No, Rabbeinu Tam's arguing. No, he's taking all these kashas and he's saying, therefore Rashi's wrong in the pshat of the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Rashi's pshat makes no sense. Based on what? Without your mitzias, and I don't think Rabbeinu Tam would agree even in the mitzias of Roach, of Echad Ro, Michal, and Zerachot. Rabbeinu Tam holds trei kameya, as long as this is a valid edus of trei, so the memela, it's a chiddush, no matter how you were going to dissect the edus, you're going to confront them, it's going to be a problem. So therefore, what's the case? The only nafkamina that says Rabbeinu Tam, that Rav is going to say it's not a chiddush, is if it's not a classic case of Hazama. But it's a hazama of what? That the two Edim only dealt with one. And the second aid was never hazamafied. V'sulo shalu huzam kima echot. V'hasta nicha t'lahochi noken le'el eid zoymim lashon yachid. That's why the title of our sugya is what? Eid zoymim and not eidim zoymimim. Because we're talking about what, says Rabbeinu Tam? One guy became a zoymim, lashon yachid. V'nicha manami hod mehemne trei amizim and tvei me'ahuchat. The lab chidushu, the garsina nami the pathle begazlanusa perish the echod nifso begazlanusa. Vashinish uzvam vashta have me'ein pluktayuktas. So therefore, Abai says that. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says that's a case where you can understand why there's a chidush because the second guy was never nifso with hazam. Again, it's still not so pashut because you still if you never possibly both of them, but don't we still?
Well, maybe you wouldn't go retroactively because maybe there was truth there. You didn't
know. No, fakir. The Gemara is saying there's no chiddush. That means you will go retroactively. Rav is saying this is not a chiddush, which means you go retroactively. Why is there no din hazama?
Because there's only din hazama if you
answer
the whole
kaf. Achi yazuma is kulam. Right. So there won't be a din of kashazam, but the Gemara over here is discussing a psul. So it could be right. You're 100% right. So according to Rabbeinu Tam is saying that the psul of edim zaymimim exists without the chalois of the din of kashazam. Right. 100%. Right. Yeah. That's what Rabbi Leifer was speaking about. That's exactly what he's saying. Right, but we Right, so we pass an Achi Yuzuma is cool, and that's the way we pass. That's what he was asking. Yeah, right. So, but I think what Rabbeinu Tam is assuming is the Gabi the Psul the psul is still shayach, which intuitively you don't necessarily have to say. You could say once you're not applying the parsha of Hazama, there's no nothing. Hazama doesn't start. The whole parsha of Hazama only starts even legabe the psul once the chalois din is there. But apparently Rabbeinu Tam is explaining that's not going to be the case. Okay, good. Before we get into all of these tesim, we have to come back to this Rabbeinu Tam, and we have to come back to Rashi. We have a lot to come back to. We have to understand the basics over here. What's the machlokes Abaye and Rava? So Abaye Amar Lafreyu Nifso, Rava says Mikano Lahabu Nifso. So Rava says it's a chiddush, and the concept of chiddush, the Torah tells us, says Rava, whenever you have a chiddush, whenever you have something that's out of the regular rules and regulations, so that we don't kick back Lamafreya, we just do Mikano Lahabu. So what does Abaye hold? Does Abaye argue that it's not a chiddush? Or is Abaye arguing, gufa with that maybe things can even kick in, even by chiddush? Chayr Rav is coming from somewhere. Since it's a chiddush, what?
Gemara calls it a chiddush.
But that,
how about Abaye
arguing
that?
That's within Rav, no?
Is that within Rav or is that within it?
No, I think Rav is the one who introduces the concept of chiddush. Right? Rav Amar Mikano Lahabu Nifsa, Eidzaimim Chiddushu. That's Rav talking. So does Abaye argue with Chiddush? Oh, or is he arguing with Ein Lecha Bo Elo Chiddusha? Is that what he's arguing about? Or is he arguing about something totally different? So let's see the possibility. Let's look at the Rambam in Perek Yud Ches of Hilchas Eidus, Halacha Gimel. By the way, how do we paskin the Shaila? We all know. Yal Kagam. This is the ayin of Yal Kagam of Eid Zayim. So we pass like Abaye and not Rav. Said the Rambam in Halacha Gimel, V'zeshi yiminu Torah Eidim Achorinim ala Eidim Arishonim Gzeres HaKosafi. Filu hoyu Eidim Arishonim Mehu bo Shnayim Ve'izimim Ve'omr lehem Anu Me'idim Shatim Ha'mei Kulcham Yimonu Ha'yisim Ba'kum Ploni Har Eilu Nenshin Alpiyim Shashnayim Kameyu Meyu Kishnayim. So what's the Rambam telling us? The din of Hazama, the fact that we believe the second over the first, there is no Svara, it's all a Gzeres HaKosav. So now, if I want to figure out what's the Machlekes Abaye and Rava, the Rambam Paskin is like Abaye L'mafreyu Nifsal, right? So can I suggest in the Rambam that Abaye is arguing if it's a Chiddush? Doesn't sound like that. Sounds like there's a new Nekudas HaMachlekes between Abaye and Rava. But if you look at the Lechem Mishnah, flip to the other side, the Lechem Mishnah at the beginning of Halacha Yud Ches. So Lechem Mishnah writes, he introduces the Shita of the Tur. Umidivri Atur, you see three lines in the first column of Lecha Mishnah, the three lines from the bottom. Umidivri Atur, B'chosha Mishpat, Simin Lamed Ches. Masha Rekain, Shikosa, Ma Yesh, Pein HaKosha, La'azama HaKosha, Einem B'guf HaEidim, La'azama B'guf HaEidim, Sha'imrim, Ba'ois V'sha, Sha'atim, Oimrim, Nira Dekevin, Da'amr, La'edim, Imanu Ayisem, Afal Pisha, Amru, Gamkin, La'loiv, La'malve, listen to a lashon of the tour. Why are this later Edim Nemon? Kevon Shemeidin al Gufon Shel Edim. Because this is not Akhosha. We're not contradicting about the subject matter. But rather what? But rather the Gufa Edim. Vehemenim Nemon Malatsmu Lomer Lo Asinu Kachlikach. Just like if two Edom walk in and said, you did this, do I have the ability to now canter and say, no, I didn't? No, you're a Nogei of a Duffer. You can't be made about yourself. So when it comes to Akhosha, it's a contradiction in the Gufa Edis. So we pounce back at each other. We have a trade. We have a standstill. We're neutralizing each other. We're arguing about the Gufa Edis. But the second they're coming in and they're saying, these Edom Imanu Ayis, and they're talking about us, so then just like they're talking about us, l'gabe harigas ha-nefesh, so therefore I don't have the ability to counter, so says the Torah, that's why the second kat is belief. Mashma l'fiyah zeh ha-tam da-afiyu she'chishu lehem she'aloi ve'amal v'gam ken ha'yu imoyim, kemen she'chishu lohem ha-vikiyu pasul me'gazlanuso o'bedover acher. Gam sham lo inech li b'divri ha-Torah lama utzuk losi tam zekev in the Gemara Amr da-azama ha-chidish. Says the Lechem Mishnah, a chiddush al pi this tour. He wants to say, what happens if you have Edim Zoymimim that walk in and they say, by the way, these two Edim Imanu Ayisa. But then they don't press stop. Then they keep talking, right? Jews always keep talking. Right? So then they say, and by the way, I don't agree about with this thing about the halva, about the malva and the leiva and the details. Whoa, so now Bezdin turns to them and he says, what are you doing over here? Are you in Hazama land or you're not Choshen land? You're getting involved in the Gufaid? Is you going to get involved in the... So if I would ask the Rambam such a shayla, so I would tell you, it depends. Is it Hazama or is it Akosha? Because fundamentally what? Hazama and Akosha are all the same thing. Just what? What does Hazama have? Zeres Akosha. Of Zeres Akosha. That when you say, Imanu Ayisim, so suddenly we believe the second kind. So don't mess that up. So now, if you're in the world of Hazama, so now don't add on Akosha. But whereas according to the tour, no, I could add on as much as I want. Because you know what? There's a reason why I'm going to actually believe the second kind. You know why? Because part of their edus was about the Guf HaEdim, that they don't have the ability to counter back with me. And there's a svara to be mamadim. So the Lechem Mishnah doesn't like the tour. And he says he thinks it's against the Gemara. Why? Because Rava says the reason why Edim Zaymar believe is Chidishu. Yet what? What's the obvious response for the tour? Is what? Is that Abaye disagrees. That was only in Rava. The tour understood that the machloikis between Rava and Abaye is that whether or not Eid Zaymim is a Chiddush, because according to Abaye, since you could now distinguish between being made on the Guf HaEdim as opposed to the Guf HaEdus, so perhaps Abaye didn't think it was such a Chiddush, and therefore the halachas of Trey and Akhosha would not apply to Hazama, to Imanu Ayis. So the way the Lecha Mishnah presents it is that you have a machloikas between the Ramam and the Tur about the Nekudas HaMachloikas between Rava and Abaye. The Rambam would understand Abaye. Oh, so beautiful. How would the Rambam understand Abaye? So one possibly we mentioned is perhaps the Rambam disagrees. Rabbi Chanan suggests like this. Rabbi Chanan discusses a different shaila in Yeridea. He discusses the din of Kavua. Kol Kavua kemechta al mechta dami. So you have a shaila. In general, we say that you should follow Rov. You should follow Rov whenever you have a taruvus, whenever you have a mixture. So if you have 9 pieces that are mutter, so then you should apply the din of rov. So, but the Torah says a chiddush. The Torah says, but it's not if the suffix was nolad b'makom kviyusa. If it was that the suffix didn't happen elsewhere, but it was like teisha chanuyus, it was in a set place, and that's where the latest hasuffik happened b'makom kavua. Then the Torah says we view it automatically as 50-50. You ignore the odds that are in front of you. And the Pashtus is that's a Chiddush HaTorah. The Torah made a Chiddush that we don't say Bittul Barov B'Makom Kavua. Right? So the Rishayim have a discussion whether or not Kavua could kick in L'Mafrei or not. Machlok is the Ra'ah and the Ran. We had a little bit of this discussion regarding the eggs with the fish. So the part of the discussion afterwards is Kavula Mafreya, because the person came over to me afterwards, do you kick in Kavula Mafreya? So do we say retroactively the Chiddush of Kavua? So Rabbi Chanan said, it's a Machlokes, the Ra'ah, and the Ran, it's a Machlokes Rishayim. So Rabbi Chanan says, a beautiful Hezber, he says, it comes to be a Machlokes Abaye and Rava. What's the Machlokes? When the Torah says a Chiddush, do you say the Halacha of Ein Lecha Ela Michiddush Ve'Eilech? Or do you hold like Abaye and you say, then what? Abaye holds, no, perhaps some of the Rishonim held, no, it's not true. Even if it is a Chiddush, you could say it L'mafrei, you could get, and he's arguing with Rava on the din of Ein Lecha Ela Michiddush Ve'Eilech. So Rabbi Chanan suggests, perhaps that's the Machlokes, how to learn the Machlokes Abaye and Rava, is actually a Machlokes, the Ra'on, the Ran, and the Halchos of Kavua, that's Rabbi Chanan's Chakir. But I heard from a Shechter, a beautiful Hezer. Oh my gosh. No, we need more time, we gotta stop time. Where's Yoshua? We need to stop the sun. So, Rishetha said a beautiful Hezber. And I don't want to start the Hezber because I really want to finish the Hezber. And this Hezber, Rishetha once said, and then he said that someone came up to him that was a Talmud of Rav Unterman, and Rav Unterman was a Talmud of Rav Shimon Shkop. And this Hezber that Rishetha said is a Hezber from Rav Shimon Shkop. In the Machloikis Abaye and Rava in our Gemara. It's a mamish, a beautiful Hezber. What do you think? What do we do? Well, go for it. I'm not going to. Please, Dom, to stop time. So the Gemara says like this: Machlokes Abaye and Rava, Mikana Lahabu Nifsel, or Rava Amr, Mikana Lahabu Nifsel. Fine. Everyone agrees, like the Rambam says, like you pointed out, that it's a Chiddush. The Rambam's pasuk like Abaye. It's a Chiddush. Elamai, so what's the machlekes? So why is he able to kick in Lamafreya? So says Rav Shechter, the machlekes is what the chiddush is. Is the chiddush HaTorah to be what's coined in Lamdish a term, to be a hanhaga, to be noyeg a certain way? That even though we don't understand why we are, this is the way we're noyeg, this is the minig, this is the din, that you should just act as if this is, but it doesn't actually make sense like that. That's the way Rava says, that's a hanhaga. Or no, the chiddush HaTorah was to treat this, that Edim Zoymimim is a birur hadover, is now acting as if it's mevara the facts. And if it's mevara the facts, then something factual has to be emistic. Memela, it has to kick in, even lemafreya. L'moshel l'ma adover daimer. Says Rav Shechter, there's a halacha called bitul berov. Bitul berov is a fascinating halacha. If you have shishim in your pot, keneged the iser, so it's nisbat, right? Comes along the shach, he quotes from the iser, he had their quotes from any place, and we pass like this by halacha, that the din of bitul berov, a fascinating din, the din of bitul berov only kicks in when the bailim know about the taruvus. It requires yediyas hataruvis to kick in the halacha of bittul. Beforehand, there is no halois of bittul. Why? The answer is because this is not mevarer anything. It's not something factual. It's not clarifying the facts over here. Every spoon that you're taking out of this iser, guess what? You have chazer in that spoon. No one's taking care of the facts over here. Yet there's a Chiddush HaTorah, that there's a din called Batal Shishim. You should be noyig as if the Yisr was what? Was taken care of. And I don't have to worry about the trade. To the extent that the Pesachei Tshuva says that if a person, I tell this to people all the time, if a person is machmir in the Shaila, is a Shaila being a Matikaris. Because he wants to be machmir in the din of Batal Shishim. Not every Chumrah is a Chumrah. So every Chumrah could be a very big Kula. So you have a din Hanhoga. That din Hanhoga comes when? Mikanul Haba. Mishas Yediyas HaTaruvis. That's a Chiddush. That's an Hoga. That kicks in from now. That is the Mokker, said Reb Shimon Shkop, said Reb Shechter, to the Din of Rav of Mikano Lahabo Unifso. Ein Lecha Ela Mishas Chiddush. L'moshel. Chazaka. Chazaka. The din is, the Torah tells us we can rely on a chazaka. The last known reality, we say, if this, that was the din about this animal up until now, we're going to assume that legabe this animal even for the future. That din of chazaka is not a birur. Tosfos writes you could have a stira, a tarta de sasri in chazakas. I can walk down a path and ask the shaila to Rabbanim, and the Rabbanim can say chazaka, it says your mutter. The next person can walk down the other path, and we know one of these paths are tameh, and the Rabbanim will ask him, did you, it was Birshus HaRav, okay, chazaka. It's a tarta of disaster. It's a spear in chazakas. And the halacha is that we follow chazaka. And even if we act together, even if we ask Shaim about Sachat, Tosfos writes it's only a chumrim and the Rabbanim that were machmir. Why? Because it's a chuchu tlula. But fundamentally, chazakas can be sois to each other. Why is that? Because chazaka is not like a rove. Chazaka is not being mevara the facts. Chazaka is I'm being noyeg the last known reality. What I thought yesterday, that's what I'm going to apply today. That is a machria mitoras anhoga and not mitoras birur. It's not being mevara the facts. Then, it's mikano lahabu nifso. Then it's mishas chidusha ve'elah. Then that's like Yediyas HaTaruvus, that's only from now until the future. You can't kick that in Lamafreya, because it could only kick in Lamafreya if it's being Mevara, if it's clarifying something. Abai told us, no, Eid Zoymeim is a Birur. That these guys, the Chiddush HaTorah is to tell you to treat this as what? As being Mevara, as if it's emistic. If it's being Mevara, as if it's emistic, so then what? So then I kick in. Even Lemafreya. There's more rayas to this yisoid, the whole yisoid, that Tosfos writes, chazaka shel nisbara b'shaita ain a chazaka. If the chazaka would not clarify, if I didn't know this animal was a trefa at the time of the latest hatzafek, I can't kick in the chazaka later. Why not? If the facts come out that it's true, why can't I kick in the chazaka later? A rove can kick in later. The answer is because the chazaka is on hoga. It has to be a continuum in the way you were being noyed. It's not a mevarer adover. So therefore, a cat can't kick in shalom b'shas, the latest hasofik. It has to be mevarer b'shaito. That is the machlokes abayin and rova. So lefi the Ramba, lefi what we're saying right now is everyone agrees. Eid zoymeim is a chiddush atayra. The shaila is whether or not we treat this chiddush as a hanhoga, and therefore it should only be mikana lahaba, or do we treat this chiddush as a birur, and therefore Abayi says simply avada, it should be l'mafreya like every other mevara in the Torah.